Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
You're listening to Science Quickly. I'm Allison Parshall. I'm going to play you a song, and I'm willing to bet good money that you've never heard anything like it before. So, listening to this for the first time, I was intrigued and also baffled. I was bopping my head to a beat that sounded pretty familiar, but those notes didn't sound familiar at all. Are those notes I could even play if I sat down at my piano? And the melody, I'm not even sure what instrument sounds like that. As it turns out, no instrument sounds like that. But if you happen to be familiar with music from Thailand or its national sport, Muay Thai boxing, something about it may sound familiar.
For Thai listeners, it's like in this uncanny valley of familiarity, but also foreignness. If it makes you want to move, I have succeeded in connecting with you.
That's Lamtan Hanoi Hontrakul. He's a music technologist and the brains behind this wholly new kind of music. He was born and raised in Bangkok, Thailand. The nickname Hanoi is admittedly kind of confusing given that that's the capital of Vietnam, but his parents just loved the city so much that they named their kid after it. Hanoi is Thai, through and through. And musically, he's known as Yo Boy Hanoi, which kind of started off as a joke.
This nerdy, like, music technologist trying to be like a, you know, like, yeah, I'm like a cool Yo Boy Hanoi.
But people really liked it, so it stuck. And it's under that moniker that he created the piece you heard a minute ago, with the help of a non-human assistant, machine learning, a type of artificial intelligence. See, artificial intelligence algorithms are musicians now. Welcome to part one of a three-part fascination. That's what we're calling these Science Quickly mini-series, FYI, on how artificial intelligence is getting deep into the world of music. So, about that whole AI is a musician now thing, I'm mostly kidding. These computer algorithms are really reflections of our own creativity and ingenuity, no matter how advanced. They're given a bunch of data to learn from, and they can detect subtle patterns that can be used to make useful predictions, not just in music, but in many artistic endeavors. And they're getting really good at it. In fact, these algorithms are advancing so fast that it's beginning to feel like they're doing way more than just pattern recognition. ChatGPT, the large language learning model AI, can compose a poem about estate tax or methamphetamine. It can create a recipe for French-style chicken thighs with carrots and cream. Or it can just make your job application cover letters suck less. DALL-E 2, the deep learning model, can make fantastical art from simple language prompts, like a bowl of soup that is a portal to another dimension in the style of Basquiat. And now, people like Hanoi are using the new machine learning models that focus on understanding music to challenge the musical chokehold that Western Europe has on basically all of us. That brings us back to Enter Demons and Gods, Hanoi's machine learning-assisted composition that started the episode off. In 2022, he submitted it to an international competition called the AI Song Contest. He won.
With a combined total of 21.1 points from the voters and the jury, Yo Boy Hanoi is the winner of the AI Song Contest 2022.
Yeah, I'm just completely lost for words. I'm just so excited
that the song spoke to so many people, both at home in Thailand, and that it also spoke to the jury.
The fact that your ears are not used to it, I think it really heightens that feeling for many like Western listeners, where it's like, it feels out of this world, because literally it is out of this world of equal temper tuning.
He's referring to 12-tone equal temperament tuning. Even if you haven't heard that technical name before, you have definitely heard it in action. It describes the 12 repeating notes that you can play on a piano, and those notes underlie basically all of Western pop and classical music. See, you have an octave, right? Where the higher note is exactly twice the frequency of the lower note. Western music divides that octave into 12 notes, spread apart at equal ratios. Hanoi knows this tuning system well, since his mom encouraged him to play the piano as a kid, like so many people around the world.
As my mom once said, if you understand how to play the piano, you'll be able to understand every other instrument. And I remember coming back to her after I had finished my music major and said, that's actually only true because all of music has been written from the perspective of Western instruments.
It's true. Those 12 notes of the piano can sound normal and natural if he grew up mostly listening to Western music. Now, hear me out. I am going to geek out for a second. I want you to stay with me. The note on the piano, that's called A4, sounds like this. Typically is set at the frequency of 440 hertz, meaning that the sound wave oscillates 440 times a second. But there's nothing special about that 440 number. It was only first standardized in the 1930s, and some orchestras, like the New York Philharmonic, tuned to 442 hertz. That's a small enough difference that our ears basically can't hear it, but during the Baroque period, around the 1600s, that same note was set at 415 hertz. All of this to say that pitch is a spectrum, and there are literally infinite notes you could tune an instrument to play. There's no real reason why we have to divide the octave into 12 notes, rather than, say, 22 or 5. And there's no real reason why we have to space those notes apart evenly throughout the octave either. There's plenty of musicians who argue that the 12 notes of the Western scale sound better when they're not spread apart at equal ratios. And finally, we don't even have to base our tuning system around octaves at all. Sure, the laws of physics and biology of our ears might predispose us to find the octave pleasing, but we human beings are creative and flexible creatures, so given these infinite possibilities, it makes sense that cultures around the world choose to chop up musical space differently. Neither of the Thai fiddles that Hanoi learned to play when he was growing up in Bangkok,
the sa-u, the sa-duang,
fit the 12-tone model. They're closer to something that musicologists have called 7-tone equal temperament tuning, that fits 7 notes in the same amount of musical space that Western music fits 12, but that's definitely an oversimplification of the complexities of Thai tuning. Similarly, the binai, the oboe-like instrument played at Thai boxing matches, plays notes at intervals that couldn't be mimicked on the piano. In fact, if you take this binai trill, the closest notes I can play on a piano sound like this. Those pitches are kind of close, but they're no binai. Yet those are the pitches that our music technology is designed to work with.
And I think that was really, you know, the starting point for me to think about, well, what if the reverse was true? What if we could use technology to write music that is on the terms of music from Thailand?
That's where machine learning comes in. See, there's been a pretty big revolution in how it works with music. For a long time, the music we made with AI was limited to just those 12 notes on the piano. That's because raw audio files are massive, encoding tons of information. There are typically 44,000 samples every second for good quality recording. Double that for a stereo recording that plays different tracks in each ear of your headphones. So, let's see, if you had to have the AI chew through Led Zeppelin's Stairway to Heaven, it would have over 42 million data points to process. That is just too much for an AI algorithm. So those older algorithms needed something simpler. All they could handle was a symbolic text-based representation that gets the gist of the notes being played. Like notes written on a page that tells you how you might play it on the piano. And that's where we run into our old foe, the limited 12-tone scale.
the minute that your music goes off of this tuning system, there's actually no way for these symbolic models to even, like, understand or comprehend some of these melodies.
So those old symbolic models would not have known what to do with the B9. Luckily, our computing power is finally catching up to our audio ambitions. Hanoi is actually one of the engineers who helped make this possible through his work at Google Magenta and now at TikTok. He's developed machine learning tools that allow you to take the melody being played on one instrument and within seconds transform it into another instrument.
There were these really fun demos that I worked on when I was at Google where, you know, you could take Indian classical singing but then transform it as though it was being played by a saxophone, or take the sound of birds and have that re-rendered as a flute.
And for Hanoi, these machine learning tools were what allowed him to operate directly on recordings of the B9 without having to filter it through that sieve of Western music notation. Let's hear that trill again. That recording comes from the Thai classical musician Odum Kit Joey Pengoban playing a standard Thai classical melody. Hanoi fed this recording through one of the AI tools he helped develop, called Morph. It extracted the unique characteristics of its tuning and its timbre, and re-rendered it as a different instrument. First the saxophone, then the trumpet, and then another Thai instrument for good measure.
It's like five instruments, like, layered on top of each other with a lot of distortion, so who knows what it is anymore.
Hanoi named his piece Enter Demons and Gods, or in Thai,
Asura Thewa Chumnumso.
It was inspired by a scene in Thai mythology where there's this legendary clash between hundreds of gods and demons over an elixir of immortality. In the end, he created basically a Thai Western fusion EDM track.
I don't want to call it like cultural preservation. I like to call it like cultural reinvigoration. It's incredibly liberating. I almost feel like I've been speaking in English my entire life.
And now that he's speaking Thai, he doesn't plan to stop.
It was sort of this big bang moment for me that I should write more music like this. It's those moments where a Thai passage that could never be re-rendered beyond classical Thai music finally crosses this dimension into electronic music. To me, this is the definition of what AI can empower creative human beings to be able to do.
The AI song contest judges and voting public loved Hanoi's song. And the contest is growing each year with new musical artists that each use AI in a different way. But this revolution in music AI that Hanoi took advantage of, from flattened text-based representations to the lush world of raw audio, has far-reaching consequences. In the next episode...
Working with raw audio, the sky is the limit in terms of what you can create.
The amount of things that have to be true for this to be what it is are unbelievable. Like, unbelievable.
We're going to hear how scary advanced these algorithms have gotten through a recent model created by Google that can take your written description of music and create an audio file at the click of a button. Science Quickly is produced by Jeff Delvisio, Tulika Bose, and Kelso Harper. Our theme music was composed by Dominic Smith. Don't forget to subscribe to Science Quickly wherever you get your podcasts. For more in-depth science news and features, go to scientificamerican.com. For Scientific American Science Quickly, I'm Allison Parshall.